Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Thursday, the 25th of June, 2015. You're in the right place. That is, if you are scratching your head and wondering, why did that guy in the Boston bombing, Mr. Zarniev, stand up and make the statement that he made? Boy, I was scratching my head at that one. Sounds like something else is going on here. Along with that, concerned citizens now are suing the EPA. New York is revolting over the Second Amendment, or lack of Second Amendment. And you'll be interested in who is crashing their own stocks. And I'm talking about CEOs crashing their own stocks. In Armenia, you have a problem. Well, in the United States, we only have one problem right now, and that is the Confederate flag. Once that comes down, we should have peace and bliss in this country. Should take care of any church shootings or any racial discrimination. CNN did have the guts last night to have one black man on who said, no, I think we should keep the Confederate flag. But they've been lining up with all the people who believe it should come down. And they purposely took that South Carolina senator's body, allegedly, and I don't know because, I mean, no open casket, took him by the flag to point out the flag was still there. Now, you know, if I was really upset about something or hurt by something, I probably wouldn't drag somebody through it that really cared about the subject. In other words, I wouldn't be going past the flag to show that it's still up with a carriage and casket. This stuff is for show, ladies and gentlemen. It is not for what is right. It is for show. And I just question now what has happened. There's an article about 15 questions regarding the shooting in South Carolina, and there are some very good questions listed there. Very good questions. We'll give you the update on Greece. I'll tell you this much, they're still talking down to the wire. And now they're pulling back on some of the things that they said that Prime Minister Tsipras said that they would do. And if you had forgotten, because it hasn't been talked about very much, Iran is coming up on its end of the deal time frame on the 30th of this month. Will there be a deal or not? I mean, it seems like we've been working on a deal with Iran for about, 2 to 3 years? Something like that? Fire crews from Alaska to Arizona are battling wildfires. Remember that story we had the other day about you can pay $150,000 to have no rain during your wedding? Can't be. The president says no U.S. troops to fight ISIL. And why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Because maybe ISIL is U.S.? Or maybe there is no real ISIL troops? Or, I mean, why would the president say, we're not going to fight? Anyway, lots of things that are taking place in the news, and some of them good for us. We're going to have Dr. Gary Null joining us, talking about green stuff, red stuff. It's going out, by the way. Most of it went out yesterday. You're going to be getting it finally on the green stuff and the red stuff. and Patricia Bragg on apple cider vinegar. I love it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I saved one of the best stories to tell you now. I am so pleased to tell you that Senator Rand Paul is going to sue the IRS and the U.S. Treasury. Wow, there's a certain ring to that that kind of makes you, I don't know, feel kind of good, don't you think? We will be talking about it and the list of 60 traitors in the U.S. Senate who voted to advance Obama's secret TPP. Yeah, they're mostly Republican, if that makes any difference at all. And the answer to that is really no. We got lots of news to talk about. Some of it very positive. But it looks like we got another war looming. Just can't stay away from the wars, can we? Well, that's because the events in Armenia now are really looking identical to the first stage of Ukrainian coup. So says a Russian official. Current protests in Armenia are completely identical to the first stage of the state coup in Ukraine and might be orchestrated by the United States. Now, that was Igor Morozov, member of the Federation Council's International Affairs Committee, said Wednesday. Mass protest against the rise in household electricity prices erupted in Armenia's capital of Yerevan on Friday. And Monday and Tuesday, thousands of protesters. You didn't see anything on Fox about this? You're right. You didn't see anything on CNN about this? Right. Because the only thing we need to worry about is a flag in South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, Arkansas, and North Carolina. I mean, there's six states now that they're fighting over the flag. Are you kidding me? Anyway, it looks like Armenia has a major problem, and the U.S. just might be contributing to it. Mass protest against the rise in household electricity prices erupted as those thousands and thousands of protesters, you'd think that would make the news, attempted to march to the presidential residence. On Tuesday morning, police dispersed the crowd using water cannons. Almost 240 people, including journalists, were brought to the police station. 25 sought medical assistance. And according to city officials, all those detained were subsequently freed. And according to Morozov, the events in Armenia are a repeat of those in Ukraine with exact precision. Thus, he concludes, Armenia is close to an armed coup. Get ready. Mark this one on your calendar, ladies and gentlemen, of things that are being predicted by the Power Hour, that the United States, a.k.a. whomever mercenaries they've got there, they're close to having a coup in Armenia. These poor people. They're a step closer in the surveillance state. France has passed a new spying law, or if you will, an anti-spying law. The French Parliament has adopted the new legislation, giving the intelligence services more leeway to spy on the public. At the same time saying, we don't want the United States spying on us, and they're telling the president, don't do it again. But yet they want to spy on their own people. Well, the bill comes the same day, the very same day as that happened with the French president saying, how dare you spy on all of our presidents? With their new legal powers, French intelligence services may circumvent the need for judicial warrants. May circumvent the need for judicial warrants? Do you realize what a leap that is? To use wiretapping and other surveillance methods to gain intelligence from the public. In other words, change the laws, you change the behavior. Change the laws, you change the rights of the people. Private residences could now be monitored using geolocation measures, while mobile communications can be intercepted and web page visits can be monitored using a complex algorithm that internet providers will be forced to install. Installation of keyloggers to track computer usage in real time will now be made possible. Aren't you glad it could never happen in the United States? What are we thinking allowing these things? Because it's incremental. One little baby step at a time. And then we're all of a sudden controlled. And by the way, we are already controlled. UK bankers now may have to wait 7 years for bonuses under a new law. I kind of like the ring of that one also. According to the Wall Street Journal, senior UK bankers will have to wait 7 years to collect their annual bonus payments in full under tough new rules released Tuesday. 3 years must pass from the time of an award to receive any payout. And top bank executives will have a 10-year wait to be sure the bonus will not be clawed back. You know, these guys get bonuses like in the tunes of millions and millions. Risk managers, I mean, I can't imagine them saying, oh, okay, whatever. I'll wait 3 years or 7 years or whatever. Risk managers will wait 5 years to receive any performance bonuses or awards in full, while traders and other risk takers will have at least a 3-year wait. While annual bonuses for many bank workers already must be paid in a mix of cash and shares, They can't be more than 100% of salary. Those are for the little workers. Tuesday's announcement also explicitly bans any bonuses for management at a bailed-out bank and for non-exclusive or non-executive directors of any bank. And I'm kind of for that one, too. President Putin signs an order to extend counter-sanctions. You know, the United States says, we're going to do this, and Russia says, we're going to do this. Well, he has signed those sanctions for another year. Putin signed the order to extend Russian countermeasures in response to Western sanctions. The restrictions will be prolonged for a year, starting from June 24, 2015. The move comes in response to the EU decision on Monday to extend sanctions against Russia for 6 months. They were first imposed on August 1, 2014, over the events of Ukraine and the reunification with Crimea. Russia responded on August 7th when Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed a decree to ban imports of beef, pork, poultry, fish, meat, cheese, milk, vegetables, and fruit from Australia, Canada, the EU, U.S., and Norway. And who did that hurt? Not Russia. It hurt Australia, Canada, the EU, U.S., and Norway. There is a story that's just being released, though we know it has certainly been true, and though we know that we probably were being lied to at the time. But the Colombian Army, remember we would see on TV that Colombia was involved in all these, you know, we got to get rid of the drugs, and wink, wink, got to get rid of the drugs, right? Well, now they're saying, according to the Washington Post, in a twisted attempt to show battlefield success against the FARC rebels, the Colombian military was really not killing FARC rebels. They were killing hundreds and possibly thousands of civilians between 2002 and 2008. Falsely depicting them as slain combatants, according to a new report that's been released by Human Rights Watch. I don't think a lot of people are surprised at that. The killings, they're known as false positives, were the source of a huge scandal in 2008, but the new report alleges that the practice was far more extensive and systematic than previously known. It was an excuse to kill people. And who do you think is in there, involved in that? Many of Colombia's highest-ranking military officials either condoned the practice or did nothing to stop it, including the U.S. government. Now, if there's some third-world country that all the people have is a slingshot there, we're on it. United States is going to go after those people. But did they go after the people in Colombia? No. For killing civilians and calling them FARC rebels? No. And now, the president says, no troops on the ground with ISIL. We are not going to send any troops to fight the ISIL troops. ISIL troops? And remember, we announced yesterday that the headline on CNN was, or I believe it was on Fox Business, was ISIL may now be minting gold coins. If you haven't heard that one, and I said, now what is going on? I didn't have time to think this through, but I believe it was Clint that did for us. I forget, but one of the listeners said, this is an obvious one, Joyce. Think about it. If ISIL has gold coins, then maybe the government will confiscate gold coins under the guise of terrorism. Whoa! Can you imagine? Could they do that? Since ISIL has gold and ISIL is terrorism, then maybe you are contributing to terrorism by having gold coin. I don't know. I don't know if you can make that reach or not, but I don't put anything past them, and that is scary. Very scary. Greece has now withdrawn its proposal to increase pension cuts. They had originally said, okay, fine, will cut into our little people's pensions. But now they're saying no. When we come back, we'll talk more about Greece, Gardasil, and Senator Rand Paul suing the IRS. We'll be back after this 4-minute break.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. You're in the right place if you are a thinking person, if you are above average, if you don't accept the mainstream drivel. And it's really bad now. It's really, really bad with the flag, the Confederate flag, being the source of all evil. It used to be money, remember, and now it is a Confederate flag. So once we get this flag issue taken care of, peace and joy will abound, I'm sure. Getting back to the news, Greece withdraws its proposal to increase the pension cuts. They had a Wednesday round of negotiations, and they began early Thursday morning. The government's proposal concerned the increase of fees in insurance funds. They wanted to increase the fees to 5% from the additional pension and 1% with the basic one. They said no. They're tired of the austerity movement. They're tired of the people being responsible for all of this. You know, people are going to respond and reject and say no. And thus we have the exercise coming up, Jade Helm in Texas, maybe on the heels of people saying no here. If you didn't hear the program the other day with Kurt Haskell, he outlined 20 reasons why this country is in a world of hurt and why it just might be coming down around our shoulders in September. I do think there is something in September that's going to happen major. And then we had Scott Bennett on yesterday, who is an incredible spokesperson for the truth in the military. He was incarcerated for 2 years because of his whistleblowing. And he feels the same thing. All compasses point to September. I guess we should say all calendars point to September. So Greece has withdrawn their proposal to increase pension cuts. So far, they are still quite a bit apart on the ability to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to accept the bailout or whether there's going to be a bailout. And they're pointing toward today as being the deadline. You know, they always may say that, and then they say, oh, well, it's been extended, so I don't know. The same thing with Iran. Did you notice that Iran is still out there kicking, doing whatever they want to do? And we're saying, well, wait a minute. What's happening with Iran? Well, the time is going to be up for the deal on nuclear proliferation on June 30th. Iran, the Khomeini, has rejected the 10-year freeze on nuclear research. Tehran is now hardening their stance prior to this June 30th decision, saying, nope, don't think we want to go along with all the requirements that the United States is putting on us. So they have till June 30th, allegedly, and remember it's the 25th now, so they've got 5 days to make their decision. By the way, I forgot to tell you, Tsipras, right now the Prime Minister of Greece, Tsipras, and the creditors are in a meeting right now trying to come to the decision as to what's going to take place there, given the fact that Greece owes this $2 billion payment by the end of the month, which they are not wanting to pay, or I think, it's obvious they can't pay it. They just cannot pay it. The NSA, we were talking about, spied on French presidents, all three of them. I don't know if the U.S. admitted it or they found out, but the revelations were first reported in French Daily Liberation and on the news website Mediapart, which said the NSA spied on the presidents during the period from 2006 to 2012, the month that Hollande took over from Sarkozy. The three French presidents that the United States spied on, Jacques Chirac, Nicolas Sarkozy, and François Hollande. I guess the United States, yeah, we did it, and we're proud of it. Gardasil vaccine in Denmark. Serious adverse reactions are now 1 in 500 girls. In March 2015, a Danish national television aired a documentary focusing on girls who suspected that they had been injured by the HPV vaccine, Gardasil. Immediately after the airing of the show, girls with similar experiences started coming out of the woodwork. Virtually all of the girls had the same story to tell. Dr. Jesper Melson is now reporting that 1 in 500 girls, or 1,000 girls of the 500,000 vaccinated, experienced serious side effects. You know, I told you that a female doctor that I was going to said, of course I gave it to my 13-year-old. Of course I had her get that vaccine. I would want her protected, of course. last time I ever saw her. If you are foolish enough to do that to your daughter, you're not going to care what happens to me. That's pretty obvious. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
Think Alive, the network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. You know, I have decided that I really enjoy listening to Al Jazeera News. You know what? They don't scream on there. That right there is kind of nice. They don't scream and yell and have to talk over somebody. They give a professional description of the news. Now, it may not be what I agree with, but it's usually, historically, a lot better than what you see on the other networks. So if you haven't tried that, it's 3:47 on DirecTV. You might want to listen to Al Jazeera and see what you think about it. They've got all U.S. Former CNN host on there, and it's pretty good. Anyway, they just announced that in the United States, killed by right-wing extremists, 48 since 2001. 48 people have been killed by right-wing extremists. Now, you remember, you probably would note, there is no left-wing extremist out there that ever killed people. So that's interesting to know. It's all right-wing extremists, and I hope you can feel the sarcasm in my voice. And then 26 people have been killed by jihadists in the United States. Really? So 26 killed by jihadists, 48 killed by right-wing extremists, so crack down on right-wing extremist. That's where they're going with that story. There's a list of 60 traitors in the U.S. Senate who voted to advance Obama's secret TPP bill, Trans-Pacific Partnership, fast track, get it through. Well, the 114th Congress, first session, voted 60-37 with three abstaining. 60-37. If you'd like to see who voted for it, all 60 of them, including Alexander, Ayotte, Barrasso, Bennett, Blunt from Missouri, Boozman, Burr, Cantwell, Capito, Carper, Cassidy, Coates, Cochran, Coons, Cornyn, Cotton, Crapo, Daines, Onzie, Ernst, Feinstein, anyway, on and on and on. Also, of course, Roberts from Kansas, Purdue from Georgia, Rubio voted for the TPP. Not a smart thing for him to have done, in my estimation, and Wyden. That's just a few of them. If you'd like to see who voted for it, there's your list in the Power Hour News section and at the Power Hour email blast. If you're not on the email blast, get on it. It's excellent. It is absolutely excellent. And you'll have all those stories sent right to you. All you have to do is click on them and read the rest of the story. Now, for the one that makes me kind of secretly feel really good, Senator Rand Paul is going to sue the IRS and the U.S. Treasury. Rand Paul is poised to become the first major presidential candidate in memory to ever sue the government he wants to lead as president. The Kentucky senator will take legal action against the U.S. Treasury and the IRS for what he says is the denial of his constitutional right to vote on more than 100 tax information treaties that the Obama administration unilaterally negotiated with foreign governments. 100 minimum. 100 tax information treaties that the Obama administration unilaterally negotiated with foreign governments. Whoa! In what the suit says is a violation of Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. Obama did not consult with the U.S. Senate about the treaties, nor give the Senate an opportunity to approve or disapprove of the treaties. The administration calls them intergovernmental agreements. They require foreign banks to gather and share private financial information about millions of Americans living and working outside the U.S., information they would not have to disclose to the U.S. government if they lived and worked in the U.S. The treaties or agreements are the enforcement mechanisms of the Obama administration's Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, which you probably heard of called FATCA, enacted by a Democratic-controlled Congress in 2010, like it makes any difference which party controlled it. The act is despised by many of the estimated 8.7 million Americans living overseas, a record number of whom have, with great anger and reluctance, according to those who have spoken to the foreign and U.S. press, they renounced their U.S. citizenship rather than attempt to comply with FATCA. That's why so many people are renouncing their citizenship. Absolutely. Pretty incredulous, if you ask me. What percentage of them simply want to evade paying taxes to the U.S. government and to the foreign governments in whose country they work and or reside is unknown. You see, if you do move overseas, you're supposed to pay both countries' taxes unless you renounce your citizenship. The U.S. is one of the few countries that taxes its citizens on income earned and property held both at home and abroad. So it's a double whammy. Obama pushed for passage of FATCA as a means of capturing hundreds of millions of dollars in income and property taxes owed to the Treasury by those Americans living and working outside the U.S. But many Americans living abroad say the Treasury and the IRS are treating them as guilty of tax evasion until proven innocent. So what happens when you go overseas, you live there, you pay your taxes in the foreign country, if you do, I don't know. But then when you come back here in the United States, what happens to your passport if they say, excuse me, well, where's your filing of tax return. Think of how many people could be refused entry to the United States who still have business and or personal situations here. Obama pushed for the passage of FATCA, and he got it, 2010. He owns it. Now, Indiana-based GOP super lawyer Jim Bopp, who is the lead attorney for Mr. Paul and other plaintiffs in the case, says FATCA passed Congress right after Obama was elected when the Democrats had majorities in both houses of Congress. The issue is inescapably partisan for that reason and for that fact that no Republican in the U.S. House supported the passage of FATCA. But they got it through anyway because that was the agenda. You notice how they do everything according to the agenda and they get it done just like they want it done. The U.S. government did not start enforcing it until Obama started to target U.S. citizens overseas in the belief that they had a lot of money but not a lot of political clout sufficient to fight back. Nations that have approved these bilateral agreements or treaties with the U.S. include major economic powers such as China, Britain, India, Ireland, Israel, Canada, Australia, Japan, Germany, France, Spain, and Switzerland, as well as smaller states once considered as tax havens such as Bermuda, British Virgin Islands, Liechtenstein, and Luxembourg. So far, 112 nations have agreed to collect or receive private financial information about Americans living in those countries and to turn the information over to the U.S. government. Rand Paul, who, of course, as you know, announced his bid in early April, will join six other plaintiffs in the suit that a new organization called Republicans Overseas Actions expects to file in a Southern Ohio federal court the week of June 29th. The court's Republican makeup is considered at least open to the constitutional arguments that the plaintiffs lay out. They probably had to search around for a court that would be willing to do that, or a state that would be willing to do that. The other plaintiffs base their claim of legal standing to sue the Treasury and the IRS on FATCA's requirement that they surrender personal information in violation of the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable search and seizure and on the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishments. In this case, unusually large financial penalties for late filings, however innocent, or for non-cooperation. FATCA requires foreign banks to violate the privacy of their American customers by disclosing bank balances and all financial transactions. The U.S. law levies a hefty 30% fine on foreign financial institutions that don't cooperate with this. Can you imagine? So they have a bit of an incentive to turn over your information to the U.S. Treasury. The fine is actually levied against the American customer of the foreign bank. I'll repeat that. The fine is actually levied against the American customer of the foreign bank, but critics say no bank can keep its customer base with fines of that magnitude. The law also directly fines the American holder of a foreign account as much as 50% of the highest balance that was in that account at any time during a 12-month period as penalty for not reporting. Oh my gosh, this is huge. No wonder people are upset. No wonder he's filing this case. So many people are leaving the United States, and so many people with money are leaving the United States. Unbelievable. By the way, the U.S. Treasury, we were talking about the other day, plans to put a woman in the face of the Alexander Hamilton in place of him on the $10 bill. And they're asking the question, who would you like to see? The answers that were here to choose from are Susan B. Anthony, Nancy Reagan, Hillary Clinton, Pocahontas, Sandra Day O'Connor, Sally Ride, Shirley Chisholm, Jeanette Rankin, don't know who that is, Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart. Wonder who you would want to see. I kind of like the idea of Pocahontas. Of all of those there, it would be Pocahontas. And let's see if we can come up with the results here. Well, I will in a minute. Anyway, the winner of What the People Want so far is Other. I didn't give you the other choice, but Other wins, hands down. So I guess Other is the winner. There were, that Other got 23% of the votes. The least was Shirley Chisholm, who got 1%. Well, no, Jeanette Rankin, who got 0%. And then Hillary Clinton got 2%. Oh, I'll just tell you. 1% Shirley Chisholm, 2% Hillary Clinton, 5% Sandra Day O'Connor. You know, people are not high on these people. 11% Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart, 11%. 10% Susan B. Anthony, Nancy Reagan, 10%. And then 15% went to Pocahontas, which was my choice. And then Other, 23%. So, looks like people are really into that little issue, aren't they? Yeah. Revolt. Millions of New York gun owners refuse to register firearms. I could not be happier on this story. Seems like people are starting to get a bit of a backbone. Wouldn't that be nice? So far, around 24,000 gun owners, according to Kit Daniels, many of them cops, registered their semi-automatic rifles with the state, meaning that the law has effectively been repealed through civil disobedience. I am amused at the pathetically low numbers of New Yorkers who registered their so-called assault rifles. So says the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Tom King said. The number of individuals who registered their guns is 24,000. And many of these are law enforcement officials that are mandated to comply by their department. The SAFE Act, which created a gun registry for semi-automatic weapons using detachable magazines, was practically ignored by most of the gun owners and sheriffs since it was signed into law by Governor Cuomo in 2013. All I can say is you go, CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization, who I think is playing a role in this. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm hoping that they are. There is a revolt amongst the gun owners in New York. Millions of them are refusing to register their firearms. Man, don't you like the ring on that story? The ring of the sound of that story? And a cop that was named Officer of the Year, months later, he's arrested for strangling and raping two women. Patriot Rising website says, despite being accused of sexual assault back in 2007, Champaign Police Officer Jared Gale was just given his department's highest honor in March. On March 30th, Gale was named Champaign's Officer of the Year. Just 3 months later, he would be arrested for strangling and raping two more women. Tuesday, Officer Gale was arrested, charged with aggravated criminal sexual assault and domestic battery. The rates of sexual assault and domestic battery within the ranks of police officers are almost double that of the average citizen, according to a study conducted by Bowling Green State University. Another common occurrence is the fact that cops, who are named Officer of the Year, frequently commit some of the worst crimes. And, of course, you remember the most recent Officer of the Year to be outed or ousted by the community is Officer Eric Casebolt, who was captured on video brutalizing a teen girl and pulling his gun out on unarmed teens. Remember the swimming pool incident? That was Casebolt. Officer of the Year? Really? Ladies and gentlemen, maybe they're named Officer of the Year because they do these criminal actions. Oh, and you know with the Confederate flag issue, how that's the biggest problem we're facing in this country, so that Fox News and CNN and all these news networks are spending all their time telling us how bad the flag is? Don't you wish they would take that time and expose and explore the issue of veterans not receiving care at the VA? Just think what they could accomplish if they spent hour after hour, day after day, interviewing veterans, going into the VA hospitals, and showing how many hours it takes, how many days, weeks, and months it takes to get treated. Or never treated. Wouldn't that be wonderful if they would take that time? But oh no, they're focusing on a Confederate flag, which, by the way, let me tell you this. Obama and Hillary both had no problem using the Confederate flag during the presidential campaigns. Steve Watson did some research here, and in the wake of the Charleston shooting and subsequent pictures of the shooter posing with a Confederate flag, Obama this week said the flag belongs in a museum. It seems he changed his tune in the last 3 years somewhere, however, given the fact that he was using the symbol during his 2012 re-election campaign. We'll be back after this three-minute break with more on this story of you've been lied to again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Joyce Riley.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. And guess what? Obama, in 2012, used the Confederate flag. There's a pin with him on it, Obama 2012, where the Confederate flag still flies. We have built a powerful coalition of African Americans and white Americans. Oh, my gosh. Good going, Steve Watson. Unbelievable. Pictures of, oh my gosh. Then there's another one, Arkansas travelers in support of Hillary Clinton for president, South Carolina, Confederate flag on it. And another one, Alabama supports Hillary Rodham Clinton for president in 2008, Confederate flag on it. Strange, given that she has also stated the flag has no place in the U.S. today. Oh, you got to see that article. You have got to see that article. Also says the blue star above the word Arkansas is to commemorate the Confederate States of America. The diamond signifies that the state is the only diamond-bearing state in the Union. Interesting. Well, hey, they're phonies. What can we say? They're great, big, huge phonies, ladies and gentlemen. It only makes a difference when it benefits them. We got to get rid of this whole system of corrupt people. And how are we going to do it? I don't know. Iceland's got a pretty good idea, if you ask me. Well, anyway, we, you know, talking about the financial situation in this country, I don't know, stock markets are up, they're looking good, everything's great, European markets were up last night, even though Greece is getting ready to tank. Think about this, the whole European Union could conceivably come apart at the seams, and stocks are doing great. Go invest. It's up 60 points prior to the opening. It's not an opening until 30 more minutes. Gold is down to 1172, the lowest it's been in weeks. 1172. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, what's going on? Oil is 59.93. Oh, no, the Nikkei was down 96 points. So the Nikkei was down, but I think the CAC and the DAX were up yesterday. Okay, lying CEOs. You know, more lying people to the public. Now, don't you dare lie. Don't you dare lie. But it's okay for them to lie continuously. CEOs are not the most trustworthy figures in society. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. They will lay off thousands of employees to beat analyst estimates, and yet they have no trouble looting the stock to pay themselves millions while the company loses money. However, one theme that keeps coming up is the unethical behavior that they have has a price tag. Layoffs do not always boost the stock price. Treating people as expenses instead of assets does not pay off in the long run. Corruption is a drag on stock performance. Now there's a new study showing that CEOs who lie about poor performance end up crashing their company's stock. Those companies accepting responsibility saw their share prices stabilize over the next several months, while those that blamed others continued to experience falling share prices. Don Chance cited BP as an example of a company's failing to take responsibility. You remember when Deepwater Horizon exploded in 2010 in April? Started an oil spill that lasted for months, eventually totaling about 5 million barrels. They said it was a relatively tiny oil spill, right? Anyway, their lying is crashing their own stock. Do they care? Well, obviously no. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.